I'm probably the last guy to take myself seriously. I think people take me far too seriously. And like, you know, hip hop 2009, man, is about having fun with it, man. And like, I really am looking for this as a possibility of, you know, getting out there, you know, and have fun. I mean, some of the features we want to do on the show, I want to do my own football commentary called Eat My Goal, which is going to be me, you know, giving the action replay commentary of like the winning goal from the night before, whether it's from Super Sunday Football or from, you know, Champions League or whatever during the week.
That's so in the Westwood style.
Yeah, in the Westwood style, man, of heavy kick after heavy kick and like just really, you know, going in with it, man. So I want to have fun with that. I've got a comedian guy I've got who I think's real funny. He's coming in playing different characters, whether it's Mr. Russell Bendy, the fitness instructor, or who thinks my lips are too thin and he wants me to do some lip exercises to get them bigger like his, or whether it's him playing, you know, Dr. Lover Lover, giving me tips on, you know, African ways of seducing women. I want features like that in the show, man. I just want to have fun up in there, man. I want shit to be funny that, you know, people want to be part of.
And if you haven't seen the trailer, you dress up as you're a builder, you're a taxi driver, you're a school kid that throws away your own autograph.
Yeah.
Does that do you ever kind of worry that might impact on your kind of standing in the hip hop community, or do they get their gag as well?
The hip hop community, man, they should know me from being in the clubs, from being on the radio, from the interviews that I do. They should know it's about, you know, entertainment now. You know, hip hop's bigger than what it was in the old days when it was that hardcore scene. It goes out to a wide, diverse audience, and I'm catering for that in adding, like, you know, extra flavor, man. And I'm grateful for the opportunity, man, to be able to have that extra flavor, man. I spent years asking sincere questions to people like Chuck D out of Public Enemy, sincere questions and intense talking about music and albums. Now I think those things, now people just want to wild out, bug out and have fun, man. I think this is where the hip-hop community is at, man. This is the hip-hop generation.